Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's session, we're going to be continuing on our overarching theme for the next three sections, networking. Today, we're going to be focusing in on informational interviews. First off, I want to give a definition of what an informational interview even is. This term of informational interview is just a fancy way of saying talking to somebody about their job. The purpose of an informational interview is to learn firsthand what the professionals in that career field are doing. You may learn additional information not available through traditional exploration guides or online resources to practice your communication skills with a professional in your chosen career field. In my opinion, there is no better way to gain information about a job field than an informational interview, and information is the currency of career decisions. Through this process, you can get real-world views on what it's like to be in that job position that you might not get from other means. Oftentimes, through education or larger career panels, we get a higher level, more what I call theoretical information about what it's like in a career field. What informational interviews gives is a real-world, boots-on-the-ground view of what it's like day in and day out in a career field, which can be priceless to your career search. Now, how do you get one of these informational interviews? The first step is researching the career field. Know what positions are available and what you're interested in. Don't overly stress about choosing the, quote, right field at this stage. You're just looking for additional information, not choosing your forever career. You're allowed to have a broad range of options to you. Just have some concrete options for you. Next, start looking on networking sites such as LinkedIn or the Trojan Network for individuals in positions that you are curious about. Next, reach out to these professionals with some sort of short but detailed request to do an informational interview with them. Something to the effect of, "Hello, my name is blank. I am currently a student at USC majoring in blank. I am interested in your career position and how you got into that position. Would you have 15 to 30 minutes where we could talk and I could ask you some questions about what you do and your career path?" See, this is short, sweet, and to the point. Make sure that you express your gratitude and that this conversation will not take a lot of their precious time. When preparing for informational interviews, there are a few do's and don'ts. Do research the company and the person with whom you're going to be conducting the informational interview. Do prepare a list of questions that you can ask. Do bring a notepad or tablet for you to take notes. Do ask if it's okay for you to take those notes during the interview. Do dress professionally. And do follow up with some sort of thank you note, either handwritten or an email, within 48 hours. Now the don'ts, don't ask for a job. Don't give them your resume unless they request it. And don't be late. Once you are talking to the person, ask questions that will give you an idea of what work is like in this person's profession, position, and in the company. There's not really a set list of questions that you should ask because this is personal to what you want to know. After all, the purpose of these interviews is to help you gather information for your personal career journey. That being said, here are some generally good questions to ask that will give you a sense of what the person does day in and day out. Adapt as you see fit and as you need. How would you describe the environment that you work in? How would you describe a typical work day? What portion of your job involves interacting with others? What college courses have been most helpful to you in your job? What types of special skills are necessary to perform your job? Is special certification, training, or an advanced degree required for your job? What personal qualities do you see as important for success in this occupation? What do you like most about your job? What do you like least about your job? How did you get interested in this area of work? What was your undergraduate major of study? Did you have any practical experience or training other than college? How would you advise me to prepare myself for a career in this field? Again, this is not all of the questions that you should ask, or some of them might not be applicable to your situation or the situation of the person you're interviewing. This is why it's important to do your research into the position and the person so that you can effectively tailor what you talk about during this precious time. Remember to keep your informational interview fairly short as a rule. I say like 20 to 30 minutes, unless the person that you're talking to initiates a longer conversation. Basically, it comes down to respect their time. Setting up an informational interview can be a little nerve-wracking at times. You are going to be talking to a stranger, and that can be intimidating, especially if you're not super knowledgeable about the career field that you're going to be discussing. I want to soothe some of your concerns and also give you tips on how to make this better. First bit of advice, go in with the mindset that you are there to learn and gain information. You are not interviewing for a job and you are not being evaluated on your knowledge level in the field. If you knew everything, you wouldn't be doing an informational interview. That's the purpose. You are gaining information. The professional should understand this as well, as they were once in your position too. You were there to ask questions, not to have all the answers. It's okay to not know everything. Certainly, do your research beforehand and be prepared. But being curious is the reason why you're doing this. Second piece of advice to hopefully calm your nerves is that people who say yes to doing these informational interviews, many of them are going to be happy to talk to you and will probably give you more information than you ever asked for. Most people don't get asked about the ins and outs of their daily tasks at work or how they got to where they are. The person's friends and family were there for the journey of them getting into the position, so they don't need to hear the story again. People also don't get to talk about what they do at work, especially not what they particularly enjoy or dislike. So having someone genuinely interested in their career journey and what it is like day in and day out is very refreshing to many people. The people you do informational interviews with will just start spilling out all the information they have because you are willing to listen and are interested in what they're saying. You're a captive audience to them. Now, this won't be the case in every informational interview, of course, but as a general rule, I find it to be true. Third tip, start small. Set up a structured interview with someone you are comfortable with first. Practice being in an interview situation with them and what questions work best for you and how to effectively ask them. Then work your way up to informational interviews with people you don't know. The main thing to remember is the purpose of the interview is to help you get information in a career you are interested in. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, informational interviews are one of the most effective ways to learn about the career field that you are interested in and you want to pursue. This will be better than any Google search you can do because you are talking directly to the source of the information. Now go out and get that information. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu/careerpathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.